The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is a special announcement. Before I address today's special announcement, I wanted to just take a look back. We've been doing this podcast now for over 6 years, and I happened to click on the very first episode of the Old Dogs REI Network podcast, and that was a show that aired May 16th, 2016. And it was an introductory show. It basically explained why I was launching the podcast and what I hope to accomplish by doing so. Also, I talked about my goals, 1,000 units in 6 years. And it was pretty nostalgic. It was interesting that the goals that we set out to do, we pretty much stuck to throughout the years. There's a show that is officially the first guest interview, and it's on the same date, so I'm not sure how they both got released or what was done there, but the first guest interview was with Joe Fairless, and those of you that listened to real estate podcasts are probably familiar with him. Also, his great books, especially on syndication. Great guy. And he was the one who talked me into starting this podcast in the first place. Now, back then, there weren't very many real estate podcasts. There was a handful of them, but not that many. And they were mostly all audio, no video. And if it was video, Skype and not Zoom, which is what everybody's doing today. So I told Joe, you know, I just didn't see myself doing a podcast. I just didn't think I could pull it off. And I did tell him, though, that I definitely had a face for podcasts. You know, it's like a face for radio. You know, they don't really see your face. Anyway, well, and he chuckled. But, you know, here I am now. Okay, 6 years, 7 months, and 672 episodes later. And I haven't regretted a minute of it. It has been one of the best decisions I've ever made, especially in relation to real estate investing and my real estate investing journey. It's been an absolute blast. I've met a lot of people, amazing people. Some of them I've become friends with and are partnered with on deals or, you know, just stay in contact with. There's some super people. And I've learned volumes of information. I mean, that was one of the appeals to you know, getting involved with the podcast in the first place is because I saw it as an opportunity to get educated. You know, just think of this, okay? I mean, it is it's pretty cool. I mean, here I was an absolute nobody. Nobody knew me. I didn't know a thing about real estate, or I knew a little bit, but not a lot. And I could, you know, speak to some of the top real estate investors in the country, and I could ask them anything I want. And I mean, that was one of the fun things about this, is that, gee, you know, I'm struggling with this particular landlord problem. I'm going to, you know, get a guy on my show who's an expert landlord and talk to him. So it was really, really cool. I mean, I've learned volumes of information on real estate investing, more than I could ever have imagined. And one of the things I set out to do from the beginning, and at times I've regretted this, but is that I actually would be the person to listen to the show and review the tape, or the tape, it's not a tape. I come from the tape days, but the digital file, and write the show notes, and the opportunity to dig deeper in what was said. Because sometimes when you're interviewing somebody, you don't always have the opportunity to really dare, and you're kind of looking at the next question, or you're, you know, this way, as I'm getting the information, collecting the information of the speaker, it was always really, really valuable for me. So I kept doing it, and I did it for all of the guest interviews. So it was a task. I mean, it took hours to do each one, but that was my education. And I think I learned more than I ever could have from reading books, going to seminars, boot camps, you name it. It was an incredible education. And, you know, I've seen listeners of this show too. And this is one of the neatest things, is to see listeners who have been listening to the show, and they're probably not listening to just my show. They're probably listening to a bunch of others, and probably YouTube's as well. But to see those people go from, you know, starting out with their first property up through, you know, what I call mogul status, real estate moguls, you know, just doing great, you know, far surpassing where I've gone, you know. And so it was super exciting to see that, and to see, you know, just sort of the evolution of the podcast. And but best of all, I've met a number of you who are listening right now, either in person or on the phone or via text or emails. We've communicated. I've been fortunate. Some folks would be coming into town and we'd grab coffee together, and it was just awesome. And I can truly say you guys are the best audience I could have ever imagined. I mean, you guys are totally the bomb. Everyone that I've met, I've just been so blown away by. And it's always, it's one of the things that I really look on fondly here. Now, at this point, you're probably thinking, okay, what are you getting at, Bill? This sounds like a goodbye. Well, unfortunately, if you thought that, you would be right. On this coming January 4th, it will be our very last podcast of the Old Dogs REI Network podcast. Now, I have to say, this was not an easy decision for me to make, not at all. In fact, I was considering doing this on May 16, 2022. That would have marked the 6-year anniversary of the show, but I just couldn't get myself to do it. And I've really grown to love, you know, doing this. I love the audience. I love the connection I have with you folks, even though we're not talking one-on-one, but just feedback I'm getting from people and great stories people have shared with me. You know, it's a really hard, thing for me to decide. But I also want to honor a decision and a promise that I made before I started all of this, not only, you know, to myself, but to my wife and my family. And sort of the whole reason I started investing in real estate in the first place, if you know my story, I was living in Haiti, and I was able to, you know, do something in my retirement, or at least do something so that I could support my family during my retirement, and to generate enough cash flow to not only sustain my wife and I in our retirement years, but to help out our family as they need it. And that includes spending time with them as well. And I, you know, also, you know, looked at just the, you know, just something that would really you know, help us to, because we really had nothing at that time. We had a small little savings. I had some stocks and an IRA, but it wasn't going to sustain us. And as you know, I started out investing from Haiti, and that's how I grew my portfolio from there. Also, if you've listened to the show for a while, you know I have 7 kids, okay? Only 3 of which are married. And so there's still weddings to come. As I mentioned to you, I think last show, I have a son that just got married, and I got another son who just got engaged. And it's like, so all these things are happening. There was we had a beautiful little baby girl born. I'm sure more on the way as more are getting married and so forth. We have, you know, some college graduations, first homes, and all kinds of events, you know, all the great stuff that life is made of and families. And, you know, the reality is we don't want to miss it. You know, we don't want to miss a minute of it. And my wife and I also want to travel while we can still do this and enjoy, you know, time together, spending time helping out with missions and you know, just spend time together in our new home in Tennessee. So, you know, this is not an easy decision as I'm yeah, sorry, I keep going over that, but that's the reality. It was very hard. The show, I love the show. I love the interaction, a lot of stuff about it here. But the problem is the show takes a lot of time to put together and a lot of effort. And I've loved every minute of it. I wasn't complaining, but it would be impossible, I think, to provide a quality show and to do all the other things as well that we're looking at doing in our retirement. You know, we reached our retirement goals, and now we're stepping out to enjoy that, to spend time with our family, spend time with each other, to be able to enjoy these golden years here, this season of our lives together. When I started the podcast, you know, the idea was to share my story with my listening audience, and by doing so, hopefully help others learn how not to repeat a mistake, the mistakes that I made, and to do what really works well, and to learn that not only from what I've done, but from the incredible guests that I've had on the show, so that you can do better than us and beat us in what you accomplish with your real estate investing, and which a number of you that I've met have already proved that, have done incredibly well in their real estate investing. So, effective January 4th will be the final show, but it doesn't mean we're just going to totally disappear off the globe here. No, I'm going to keep the website up, maybe even add some content, some new content as I can, and plug in some new things. I don't know if I'll be interviewing guests, but I may do some, you know, solo podcasts. And I think with the website, with 700 podcasts, extensive show notes on each one of those podcasts, and hundreds of blog articles, there's more content there than anybody would be able to get through, you know, probably in the next couple of years. It's a lot of stuff. I still have some great guests scheduled for the rest of this year, and I'm focusing on creating some very special, fun Facts Friday episodes for you through year end. And I really want to zero in on some real stuff that I haven't shared before, some of my top lessons learned, tips, knowledge, and projections for what I would do if I were, you know, an active investor at this point. I am in a passive investor and involved in not only real estate, but other businesses and other things that are, again, I'm taking a passive role in. So that'll keep me a little bit busy too, just managing you know, those investments and doing due diligence and so forth. So I hope you'll tune in for the the rest of the year, like I said, we've got some great guests that you haven't even heard from before, and a few familiar ones that hopefully you'll enjoy hearing from as well. I'm going to keep my lines open. If there's anything you would like to hear about, maybe before the show closes out, you know, feel free to text me if there's a topic or maybe even a guest you might want to hear from. That's a little harder to coordinate, but If I can answer any of your questions, I'd be more than happy to do, and I can plug it into those remaining shows. So again, this is kind of bittersweet. I'm so thankful to the Lord that that everything worked out, that real estate investing ended up being all and that much more, and I give him all the credit, not what I've done, but he definitely gave us favor in this and has taken care of us. And I appreciate that so much, so much. And I really appreciate you guys too. And I'm hoping that, I bump into you guys. Never know. You may see each other on a plane or who knows. And I'll be open for people that want to write to me. I just may not be as fast to respond as I normally would. These days, but nonetheless, I'm here, and I'm just want to thank you guys. I'm not saying goodbye yet because we still got, like I said, I think there's like 8 more shows, and I'll be talking about a lot of things during those shows, and hopefully we'll be able to give you some topics that'll really be something you can take home with. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.